Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson. I'm a professional psychic medium and mentor. In this show, I'll be sharing my personal experiences as an intuitive and discussing my journey with mediumship development. But that's not all. I'll also be bringing in guests to talk about fascinating topics like near-death experiences, spiritual awakenings, astral traveling, encounters with interdimensional beings, energy healing, and more. Together through open and honest conversations, we'll challenge the way we think and support one another. My hope is that these discussions will help you connect with your own spirit and feel seen and validated in your experiences. So join me as we dive into inspiring conversations that are going to push boundaries and encourage personal growth. Get ready to explore new perspectives and embrace the power of connection. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson, and I'm really honored to have such an amazing guest here today. And today I want to introduce you to Elise Dussault. She's an energy work practitioner and a grief coach. She's based in Nashville, Tennessee. And after the loss of her fiance in June 2020, she began connecting with him in spirit and opened up to her intuitive gifts, which allowed her to create a new language with him in spirit. Elise opened her business, Intuitively Elise, in January 2022, where she helps others in their healing journey through Reiki, mediumship, intuitive readings, and grief coaching. Her flagship grief coaching program, Reignite, launched in the fall of 2023. And she's also the host of the Grief Awakening podcast, which I have the honor of being a guest on. And this is where she tackles tough conversations around grief and finding spirituality through loss. So Elise, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. It's really an honor to have you here.
Oh my gosh, Courtney, thank you so much for having me and for that beautiful intro. I'm so glad we're able to connect again after our last conversation on Grief Awakening. Yeah, maybe you can link that episode for people in the show notes as well so they can hear your interview.
Okay, yeah, check it out, guys. We'll drop it in the show notes. Absolutely. You have a really unique story of where your grief journey started. So I'm wondering if you could tell the listeners a little bit about your journey from losing your fiance to discovering that you had these intuitive abilities and really how that's helped you in helping others with grief.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like my story is pretty unique. I know you probably have a lot of mediums who listen to this show. And I wasn't one of those people who was born with intuitive gifts. I mean, we all have them, but I wasn't tapping into them, you know? I was just a normal little kid. And as you said, I experienced a really big loss in 2020. I was with my fiance, Jared, for a little over 5 years, and he was killed by a drunk driver. And after that point, my life flipped around, of course. And grief does this funny thing to you where everything that once felt normal no longer does. And it's almost like you have to completely just do a 360, a 180 on your life, and everything feels new and different. And you're like relearning how to live, like how to get through your day to day. What is my life going to look like from here on out? And so that was really the process I started going through after, you know, the shock wears off. And the thing I found I needed most and I was longing for the most was some kind of connection with my partner, Jared. And I didn't know where I was going to get that. I just knew that I needed that closeness with him again, because when you're living a life with someone, a husband, a wife, a spouse, you're with them every single day. They're a huge part of your life. They're so integrated into everything that you do. And so no longer to have that, just, you know, with the snap of a finger, nothing, as I said, nothing feels normal. And so I needed that connection to kind of like bring some of that back. And so I didn't know what I was doing. I just started talking to him. I started talking to him in the car, in the shower, when I was laying down to go to sleep at night. I would just talk to him and I would hear these responses in my mind's eye. And at the time I would say to myself, well, yes, that's what he would say. You know, if he was here and we were having a conversation, that's what he would say back to me. And it took me a long time to get to a place of accepting that that could actually be real. And it wasn't until I started diving a little bit deeper into that connection and started asking for signs and symbols from him that I was like, okay, maybe this is real. Maybe I'm not making this up. Maybe I'm not crazy. And I really just held on to that connection for a long time. That's what really got me through the whole first year of my grief journey.
That is so powerful. And it's interesting how within your soul, you're like, I know that I need to be having this communication, and that within that communication, there's healing.
Yeah.
And being really open to this, being open to however that communication could come through, and then having these profound experiences. Was there a point when you were asking for these signs and symbols where you got that validation that you knew without a shadow of a doubt, Jared's communicating with me? This is actually real.
Yeah, it took a little while. And because as humans, we second guess ourselves. We have doubts that come in to tell you, like, this is not real. You are crazy. You're making this up just so you can feel better. And it wasn't until there was this very specific moment, and I'll tell you the story. Jared and I were very avid in our physical health. We loved to go to the gym. That was his thing. It was something we did together. He was essentially like my coach in that. And after he passed, I had a very hard time going back to my physical activity. It was just a little bit too emotional for me. And so I was in and out of the gym a lot, not really sticking to any kind of plan or schedule. And there was this one day where I went to the gym and I was in the middle of a workout, and this gentleman who was on a rowing machine next to me, he was doing the same workout I was. And he said to me, oh my gosh, the third round is always the worst. We were doing a 4-round workout. He said, the third round is always the worst. And I heard in my ear so clearly, make it your best. And I knew that was not me, because I always say, oh my gosh, I know, like, this sucks. This workout sucks. It's so hard. You know, I'm like, I always like agree with that kind of stuff. But Jared is the type of person who wants you to flip the script on that and be like, no, like, do your best, like, make this your best round, finish the workout. And when that came through, I just knew from there on out, like, he's hearing me. He's with me here. This is him coming through.
Wow, that's so incredible. It warms my heart. So many of us have experienced grief, and, you know, many of the listeners as well. And they would give anything to have that validation. And when you have that, it's a game changer. After you had that experience, did you share this with family or friends? And if you did, what was the kind of response that you were getting from them?
Yeah. So once I started receiving signs and symbols and that type of communication, I wanted to shout it off rooftops. Like, I wanted to tell every single person I knew, because I was so excited to gain this little piece of connection back. And it was comforting, right? And what I found is that sharing that sometimes took away a little bit of the magic of it, in the way that not everyone is going to believe that that is possible. And people have opinions on that sort of stuff, connecting in with the other side. Of course, I had people who were very supportive. You know, they saw that I was happy, and that's all that mattered. And then you had other people who question, you know, like, what's really going on here? Is this healthy? Is this form of communication healthy for you? So if someone listening is going through this experience and wants to share it, I suggest they be very selective on who they decide to share it with, at least starting off, until they're a little bit more confident in that connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know, even with the loss of my daughter and the signs I get from her, it's been 25 years and I'm just getting signs from her now, and it has helped tremendously. And I was so excited. The first thing I did was call my mom. Mom's like, oh, okay. You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some of those people that you need that support from, and you just want them to listen to and hold space for you, they don't always have the capacity to give us the support that we are desiring, and be okay with that too. So excellent advice, Elise, just being really selective, because you don't want anybody to kind of take the wind out of your sails, because when you have that connection, that is one that is formed and it's going to last the rest of your life until Absolutely. The afterlife, into the afterlife, not after, but you know.
Yeah. So
how did that experience and your grief journey really influence you in moving into helping others deal with grief?
Yeah. So as this all started coming through, I started diving very deep into spirituality. And I'll tell you, before this, I wasn't really a religious person. I wasn't in the spiritual space at all. I grew up in the Catholic Church. We've had a discussion on that before, you and I. And I just feel like I was very closed off to it. And it was that experience of losing someone, a loss so profound, and then suddenly gaining this beautiful connection with the spirit world that really catapulted me into this spiritual, like what we like to call spiritual awakening, right? And as I started getting into that and trying different types of energy work modalities, I felt really called to Reiki specifically. And I was using Reiki as a tool to help me in the grieving process and help relieve some anxiety I was experiencing. There's so many various symptoms that come along with grief. Anxiety is a very common one. And once I had tried Reiki once or twice, I was hooked. Like, I felt so connected to it. And I was like, I really want to show this to other people. How can I use this modality to help others? And that's, it started with Reiki, but it has turned into so much more than that. So as I started, you know, opening my Reiki practice and getting certified as a practitioner and all of that, that's when spirit started coming to me as well. Like, spirits that were not, you know, Jared, were not my partner. They would just kind of like drop in during the sessions. And I was in that space of like, what is this? Do I, you know, do you tell the person? Do you not tell the person? It took me a long time to like get to that space of like, okay, mediumship is something I want to develop.
And you know, it's interesting because in that with Reiki, I see it so many times where people will start with Reiki and it opens up their intuitive senses like the floodgates. It's just so wide open that all of these other intuitive abilities, including mediumship, spirit communications, really come to the surface. And I just think it's so incredible. It wasn't until like just over a year ago that I did Reiki, and it completely changed a lot of the work that I do. I still do mediumship, but how I work though, it's really, really profound. And it is so, so, can I say, sometimes talked about in the spiritual community. It's almost like confetti. Oh, I've got Reiki. But yet when there's heart-centered, ethical people that are doing this for their own healing, the power of the Reiki, I see, do you, let me know if you maybe, what your thoughts are on this, that it has this capacity to say, okay, well, it's not just going to be with you. The Reiki is meant to like give. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think I felt that right away. I could have for sure just continued going to see another practitioner and, you know, going as needed. But I knew after that second session that I was like, I'm connected to this somehow. And I need to share this. It was very much like with the signs. I'm like, I need to share this with people. And I found that as I started working with people one-on-one doing Reiki, that the people who were coming to me were also experiencing grief. And I think that was the universe's way of like guiding me to where I was supposed to go. You know, they came in for Reiki, but we connected on so much more than just let's balance your chakras and all of that. Like, it was so much deeper than that. And that's where like the conversations really started opening up around grief. And I felt that call. It's like, okay, I need to do something with this. It's, people are already coming to me. They need help with this. What's, you know, what's next for people grieving?
So how do you blend your intuitive readings, the Reiki and the mediumship together when you're working with people that are needing that support in their grief journey?
Yeah, I feel like most people, at least in the early stages of my business, started coming to me for Reiki. And then it was, we get to know each other and we discover that, oh, they're actually grieving the loss of someone. And then maybe they come in for a mediumship reading. And then they have a great reading and then they'll come back for, you know, intuitive reading. So it's almost like Reiki gets them in the door sometimes. And then they kind of start to explore the other modalities, which I just love because I get to watch them grow as they start to learn all this stuff as well. And then, of course, like people find me through my podcast, Grief Awakening, where I actually talk about this. I feel like it's becoming more known, which is like finding spirituality after loss. Like grief is a catapult to opening yourself up to new ideas. And so a lot of people come to me from that space and they just start right away. They want to get to work with learning how to connect with their loved ones. And that's what my business is like sent. It's like heart centered on.
Absolutely. That's so powerful. It really is powerful. And, you know, looking at your journey from where you went to from the beginning of your loss journey to where you are now. Wow. That's so powerful. It's so powerful and really transformative. Does your fiance work with you at all in the work that you do?
I believe he does. And I feel like more so in the very beginning, he was there with me. I had very early on when I started connecting in with spirit, I had him kind of be like my gatekeeper. He was the person who I put him to work. I said, okay, if you're going to be on the other side, like you're going to work, you're going to help me, you're going to bring me only energy of love and light. Like, let's make this a beautiful reading for this person. So for sure, I have him help me. I feel like now it's more of he's kind of in the back seat, if that makes sense.
Yep, totally.
He's there and it's available if I need support, but it's almost just like this underlying vibration.
Absolutely. That's so incredible. It's interesting how guides and loved ones can come forward and then they're less prominent, but yet they're still there kind of working behind the scenes, you know? It's so cool. How did mediumship unfold for you? So you're aware of spirit coming through and you're giving messages. And how did that evolve? How did the spirit communication evolve for you during all of this?
Yeah. So like I said, it started a little bit with the Reiki and it was more just like I could feel another energy there. And Reiki really opened up my clairsentience. So my clair feeling. And it started with that, but it wasn't until just after, I want to say like 3 months after the 1 year mark of Jared's passing. So sometime in 2021, I went to a sound bath in my community here in Nashville. And actually the person who gave me my first medium reading, who later became my mentor, her name is Kim Salter. She was at this sound bath and we had actually never met in person. We had only met with each other once virtually for my first reading, which was beautiful. And I'm sitting in the sound bath and it's a beautiful, you know, quiet space. It's like a room full of people. We're all laying on yoga mats. And in the middle of the sound bath, I start feeling an energy coming in. And I could tell that it was female. Like I had never done any of this before. This was all just a deep knowing and a feeling, right? My clairsentience. And she started giving me information about herself. And there was something around it where I just knew that this energy, this soul coming through belonged to Kim, the medium who was there.
Oh, wow.
So I chose to at the end of the sound bath to go up to her and speak to her for the first time in person and say, hey, is your mom XYZ? And I started asking her questions. Of course, at that time, I did not know anything about like asking permission, you know, or, you know, making sure that someone's able to hold space for that. But she was so beautiful in the way that she, you know, received it. And, you know, I've worked with her ever since and she's been an amazing teacher.
It's so powerful having mentorship, you know, especially when you're in the early stages and going through all of these new incredible experiences. It's so nice to have that support, somebody who can answer your questions, explain what's going on. It really is incredible. I know even for my own journey as well. You have a really beautiful program, Reignite Grief Coaching Program. Can you talk about that and maybe share a little bit about like what people can expect from it compared to like other grief support programs out there?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of grief support programs out there are based around healing the past. Or even be like how are we going to move forward, right? And it's not in a way that is providing any type of comfort or connection to the person they lost. It's more of just like, okay, how are we coping now without that person? Let's take them out of the equation because they're gone. And here are some tools to help you cope. That's beautiful. That's one way to do it. Reignite was born out of my own experience and seeing this need that people had of wanting to feel that closeness with their loved ones. That's all they're seeking. And Reignite was born, and I kind of made it this, it's like an open enrollment program where people can just kind of go in at any time. And it's for as long as it takes them to complete the program, because there's no timeline on grief, and everyone grieves in different ways. And it takes one person 5 months to feel better, take another person 5 years, and that's okay. So we're going in through Reignite, and I'm helping them reignite their connection with their loved one in spirit. It's essentially finding a new form of communication, a new language with them on the other side. So I'm not teaching people how to be mediums by any means, but I'm teaching them the beautiful ways that they can tune in and feel their loved one's presence around them. And I have seen that finding that connection in various ways helps people to be able to move forward, carrying their loved one with them instead of moving on without them.
That's incredible. You know, there's this beautiful healing power in that continued connection with our loved ones. And it's still a form of mediumship, because mediumship is spirit communication, but we don't have to label it that. It's that continued connection with our loved ones. And that is so beautiful, because everybody, sadly, is going to experience grief at some point in their life. And by having that continued connection with your loved ones, it really can help you navigate that journey. Can I say, not better, but with their support, with their presence, knowing that they're there with you and they're not absent. The only thing that's absent is the physicality of that. And in that very nature of it, creates such a deeper level of healing than what most people are going to get from traditional therapeutic, you know, methods. And it was interesting for me, Elise, I've had therapists who I don't even know recommend clients to come have a reading with me and to learn about that. And I go, oh, that's so interesting. I think that the mainstream, I'll say like health community, mental health community, et cetera, they are becoming a little bit more open-minded to, can I say, holistic modalities, for lack of a better term, because I don't think it's a very good term, you know, but there is this connection, and it really does have the power to really help people along their journey and move through the grief as opposed to staying in it, which
absolutely
do, right?
Yeah, I know plenty of therapists, at least here in Tennessee, that are starting to offer energy work modalities along with traditional talk therapy. And I remember just 6 months in to my loss, my grief journey, I went to go see a therapist for the first time in my life ever. And this person I sat with, I started telling her how I was coping by beginning to create this connection with Jared on the other side. And instead of telling me, you know, oh, that's crazy or whatever, you know, she began asking me questions because she was so intrigued by how I was, I mean, quote unquote, doing so well by using this connection. She had just lost her mother. I didn't know this. And it turned into almost like this first phase of like me teaching someone how to connect with their loved one on the other side. Like, I hate to say that, like, I went to therapy and I gave therapy instead of receiving it, because it was a beautiful experience. But that just, I think that experience showed me how much this was needed.
Absolutely. And that out of something so tragic and so heartbreaking, that spirit was really making something beautiful from it.
Yeah.
Not in replacement of your fiance, of course not, never, but something beautiful could come from that. And how transformative for you too. Like, that is wild. That's absolutely wild. That's incredible. What's some of the feedback you're getting from people that are taking your program about learning how to have that continued connection with their loved ones, reignite that connection with them?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's been beautiful. I've watched the transformation of these women that I've worked with. I work with mostly women. That's just who I attract. I'm sure you do as well. And watching them go, I mean, I've met some of these women just 2 weeks after experiencing their loss.
Oh, wow.
And when they come to me in that space, I am shocked that they are able to even make a decision on committing to something like a coaching program that's quickly. But what they showed me is it doesn't matter how much time has gone by. It doesn't matter if it was yesterday or last year or 10 years ago. finding a connection with your loved ones in spirit can help you at any phase in the grieving process. And I've watched them go from feeling a little bit unsure of themselves, unsure of what's next, to being strong and confident. And they will message me when they receive a sign or like an exciting thing happens to them. And it brings me so much joy to watch them starting to thrive through their grief process. And of course, we're all like, we hurt in moments. Like, we have to let that in. But to see that they're able to move forward with a little bit more joy in their life because of this connection, that's what this is about.
Absolutely. And there's something that I just want to highlight for the listeners as well. This is not, you know, having the communication, having that continued connection, reigniting that love bond with your loved one is not saying that you are ignoring your grief journey. It is not you bypassing the journey. It is a incredible healing tool that will help you move through it. So I just want to kind of emphasize that too. Maybe if you want to share a couple of thoughts on that too.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for mentioning that, because it's very, very true. We're not bypassing any of the hard stuff. Even me, I'm almost 4 years out from my loss now, and I'm still working through things. I have hard days where I cry, but I can lean on that connection to pull me out of it when I need to. But that's why a huge reason why I include Reiki as part of the coaching program. So we can work through, we can spend a little time working through some of that harder stuff they may be experiencing and helping them balance and feel a little better. It's not just, you know, it's physical. It's not just, oh, let's create the connection and everything's hunky-dory from here on out. Like, there's so much, it's so much deeper than that.
Absolutely. And everybody is going to process grief differently, but this is one that I've seen personally, how it really transformed lives and allows people to really reclaim their lives again.
Absolutely. Even with readings, I'm sure you've seen it. Like, if you sit with someone and you give them this amazing reading, and then maybe you see them a year later and you can see that there's like this brightness in their face or a smile behind their eyes because they have that connection again. I live for that. I really do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you in that. Absolutely. So how do you feel spirituality helps with grief? And what advice would you have for people that are struggling to find that connection with their loved one during tough times?
Yeah, I feel like in a way, spirituality aids us in the grieving process just because it opens us up to exploring other ways of healing other than just the traditional ways that we know, which is maybe talk therapy or, you know, just sitting with it or bearing it down for years like many people do and not facing it. And I feel like if you're going through this journey and maybe you're trying to start to build that connection, but you're not seeing the signs, you're like, I'm asking them to come through and they're just not coming through, to take a moment to see if you can release your expectations around how spirit is supposed to show up for you. And a lot of times it can even be our own vibration. If our vibration is really low, if we're in a heavy grief space, it is harder to see those signs and symbols and feel their presence with you. So finding little ways to bring yourself joy throughout the day and raise that vibration can help you tune into those signs and symbols even more clearly, which just brings you even more joy and it just helps you stay in that higher vibration for longer periods of time.
Beautiful advice. And there's nothing even to add on that, girl. You got it all covered 100%. You know, I just think that so many more people are open to these beautiful ways of healing. And this is where I absolutely think the podcast that you have is so, so important, especially in today's time. I know where we are right now, like within the last few years from COVID, there's been so many more people that have passed away and so many people that are going through grief, different types of grief too, right? The loss of a loved one, loss of the way their life was, all different sorts of things. Could you talk a little bit about your podcast and what you hope your listeners get from the show?
Yeah, absolutely. So my podcast is called Grief Awakening. And as you said in the beginning of the episode, we have tough conversations around grief, but also exploring spirituality after loss and what that looks like. So we have conversations with a lot of widows because that's kind of the community that I've fallen into. But so many different types of loss are represented on the show, as well as exploring things like mediumship, Akashic records, Reiki. Like, we're diving deep on all of the fun energy work stuff and showing and teaching how that can be used to help you in the grieving process. So that's kind of where we're at with Grief Awakening. And it just keeps evolving. And it's been the greatest gift to have started that show, and something I never thought I'd be doing, but I really love being in that space.
And you're making a huge impact in the lives of others from sharing your experience and then also having like-minded people come on there too. So you guys go check out her show. Absolutely. It's in the podcast show notes. Elise, can you let people know what you've got up and coming and how they can get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me mostly on Instagram at intuitively_Elise, A-L-Y-S-E. And as we said, I'm on Grief Awakening in the podcast space. And then my coaching container Reignite is in continuous enrollment, as I said. So you can jump in on that at any time. You can find more information at my website, intuitivelyelise.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing your voice with my listeners, and also just really providing people so much good information and creating a safe space where people can explore different ways of healing through their grief. And it's just been amazing to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Courtney. It was so good to chat with you again.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed diving into this beautiful conversation. And if you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Remember, you're not alone in your spiritual journey. So stay connected with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is @mediumcourtneydawson. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter, The Connected Spirit, and the link is in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep growing, and always remember that there's a greater purpose guiding you on this incredible journey. Until next time, stay connected and embrace the power of your spirit.